I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to talk about black love. And this episode might be controversial because black love is, for the most part, an endearing phrase. Black love was born out of a radical resistance to the white supremacist world we live in that pulls us away from each other and forces us to engage in a form of survival where we see fewer black on black loving relationships, and we come across a lot of resentment in the community, whether it's black men expressing their resentment and distaste online towards black women, or black women expressing their resentment and distaste online towards black men. And so here comes black love, the concept born to reunite us intra-communally and to remind us of why it's important for us to love each other and to be each other's rock and to not allow white supremacy to infiltrate our communities to such an extent where we're seeing fewer and fewer black partnerships. Before I share my thoughts, I really want to make it clear that I think black love is important, black love is beautiful, and black love sincerely matters. I was born out of black love. I have two black parents. There's no doubt that I'm a black person, you know, no doubt either of my parents are black too. And why I say that is because, you know, some people have their own definitions of blackness, especially when mixed race comes into the picture. But that's not what today's conversation is necessarily about. Today's conversation in regards to black love is about the ways that black women experience social exclusion within the black community when our definition of black love isn't accepted or doesn't fit within the definition we've been assigned. So what am I talking about? Well, my understanding of black love outside of the definition I just gave is a love where the black woman's joy, safety, well-being, and freedom is centered. So I think that for black love to be successful, the black woman in the cis-hetero partnership needs to be centered. I think that to be pro-black is to be all about black love, right? But I also think that to be pro-black is to be pro-black woman, and to be pro-black woman is to be pro-black woman's happiness. So where am I going with this? Well, I've observed over the years the interesting resentment people have towards black women who date outside of their race. There are so many layers to visit here, including our hair. And by that, I mean the types of men we attract when our hair is in a particular style, all the way through to colorism and how colorism affects the type of black love you may engage in. through to status and visibility, and how that also plays a role in how you will be loved. So when we talk about hair, hair is an interesting one, because I'm sure if you're a black woman listening to this, you may have seen other black women talking about how when they leave the house with their natural hair, the attention that they get is very different to when they leave their house with maybe more straightened hair extensions or even braids, or just not natural, kinky, tight afros, basically. And I've always found this interesting, because what is often a part of the conversation for a lot of these black women is, I've seen a lot of black women say that when they leave their house with their natural hair, they tend to attract white men, and they get minimal attention from black men when they have their natural hair up. But then when they have their hair in like a bust down wig or extensions, then they get more attention from black men. And I find that quite interesting, because a lot of the black women who I follow, or even the black women who I know personally, whose sense of style leans more on the natural side, so like they wear their natural hair, they're a lot more like sort of like botanical in their personal style, they're almost a bit like alternative in the music they listen to, or the places they hang out, or their social interests. Those women tend to date white men, especially the natural hair. I think that there is something very important to note in that, and this will cause a lot of discomfort, not because I want to be controversial for the sake of it. That's never my intention, by the way. But because I notice that even when I leave the house with my hair natural, yeah, I don't get as much attention from black men. I get a lot more attention from white men. But I just think that there's an interesting appreciation that white men have for black women with natural hair versus the appreciation that black men have for black women with natural hair. And I think it comes down to the reality that white men and black women are very different from each other. And us having natural hair, or us wearing our natural hair out, adds a layer of being different. Whereas intra-communally speaking, as in speaking within the community of blackness, when a black woman has her natural hair, I remember one time, right? I was like 19, and I was dating this guy who was Nigerian like me. And I went to his house one day with my natural hair in a short afro. And he told me that he didn't feel attracted to me with my natural hair because I reminded him of his sister. And I found that so bizarre. I found that very bizarre, because natural hair or not, I'm Nigerian, just like you and your sister. So I'm still going to remind you of your sister anyway. But second of all, like, what? So because I remind you of your sister, you can't have a sexual relationship with me, because me having my hair natural is too close to home. So you want me to stray from what's natural to me so that you can feel a distinct difference between me and your sister. That's quite telling. Don't know if I want to go into that further in terms of unpacking that more, because ill. But also, I just think that there is a lot of internalized blackness in the community. And that leads to the next talking point of colorism in the conversation of black love. Colorism exists, and I notice that a lot of black men, especially the darker skinned black men, they do like to go for mixed race women. And I mean mixed race, within this conversation, I'm talking about like the mixed race women who have a black parent and a white parent, or who have a black parent and the other parent is not black, right? And, you know, mixed race people tend to have like, you know, the sort of loose curls, obviously the lighter skin. They have features that make them more beautiful according to the standards of our society. So all in all, they become a status symbol for these men. And I think a lot of mixed race women are aware of that. There are a lot of mixed race women who also have internalized anti-blackness. But the colorism works to their favor. And this is why I don't rely on light-skinned people to lead any kind of liberation movement in regards to race, because they would rather cling onto the benefits of colorism than to actively speak up against it, because most light-skinned people get by on being light-skinned, but they conflate that with them being interesting. And this is no hate to light-skinned people. Look, As much as I don't get mistaken for anything other than black, I've never been mistaken for being mixed race in my life, but I'm on the lighter side of black. So I've seen colorism play out before my eyes, and I've seen the ways that, especially when I've gone to Nigeria, I've seen the ways that I benefit from colorism, because colorism is inherently a mindset, a framework where globally blackness is seen with disdain. So the closer you are to blackness, the closer you're seen to the definitions associated with evil and suspicion and ugliness. And it's such a shame, because that's just not true. It's just not true. Dark-skinned people are beautiful and powerful and deserving of love. And this is why when I see a dark-skinned woman with a white man, I love that for her. I fucking love that for her, because the reality is, for the most part, women who are in that kind of scenario, being the dark-skinned woman with a white man, they're getting their way. They're being treated well. Okay, some of the women I've met who are dating rich men, they're dark-skinned black women and their man's is white. Okay, I just think that when it comes to the conversation of radical pro-blackness, being pro-black also means being pro-black woman, and being pro-black woman means being pro-black woman's happiness. So part of being pro-black woman's happiness is being in support of black women who choose to divest from dating black men. I just personally think that for a lot of black women, right, they partner with black men out of guilt and pressure from the community, because they're told that if they partner with white men, then they're like a traitor and they are not being pro-black. But for me, being pro-black is being pro my happiness. And I'm never going to prioritize black love over my happiness, because for me, I'm not going to martyrize myself in order to live out some social justice theory that really, for the most part, only works on paper. But your life is not a piece of paper. You're a breathing human being. So for me, my radical praxis has evolved in a way where, because I used to be like one of those people who'd be like, black love, but most of the men who have oppressed me have been black. And I just think that there's a lot of underdevelopment in the community of blackness, where the black women are carrying the black love conversation, but what are black men doing to support black women? Are black men working hard so they can support the lifestyles of black women? Are black men gathering in the hundreds and thousands to have conversations on how they can make black women's lives easier? are black women sitting on Twitter talking about build her up, be her peace. If you see she's having a bad day, book her a nail appointment. If you see that she is stressed and struggling, pay her rent for 3 months up front. Do you see black men sitting on the internet talking about that? No, you don't. What do you see? Ooh, dark-skinned girl shouldn't wear red lipstick. Ooh, she's a gold digger. Ooh. Like, I'm not even going to go into it. Because for me, I just think that what I was saying about black women partnering with black men out of guilt, I see it all the time. And I see a lot of women who are living their lives without ever truly knowing the potential of the love they could feel because they don't want to stray from their black love thing they got going on. I even saw a campaign, a dating app campaign. I think it was Bumble. By the way, I'm not affiliated with any of the dating apps I talk about, but I think it was Bumble, and it was like a black love campaign, like My Love is Black Love or something like that. And I just find it interesting because I think for the most part, black love works more in theory than it does in practicality for black women. I think black love works for black men. I think black love, remember, is a theory that is all about uplifting the black community and keeping the black community black. And that matters, by the way. But I don't think that we speak enough about what black men can do to show up more for black women. Because when we try to have those conversations, we're derailed by black men being like, what about our mental health? But that's a separate conversation. And that conversation tends to frequently be brought up when black women are demanding more from black men. So me, I've stopped asking black men for anything. I don't, it's not that I don't date black men anymore. Like, I'm open to dating black men. I just don't date young black men anymore. I stay away from black men because the only black men that I prefer to date are the ones who are much older. And the reason I prefer to date black men who are much older is because you've either got what I want or you don't have what I want. And I'm here to exercise my leverage as a beautiful young woman who can walk away anytime she wants to. And my life is not a social justice theory. My life is the only life I have, and my life deserves to exist in a realm of joy. And I don't believe in making decisions to please other people in my community. For me, I have come to accept the unfortunate reality, and I say it's unfortunate because it's not my first choice, but I've come to accept the unfortunate reality that I'm probably going to end up with a white man. I say it's unfortunate because, you know, it'll be nice to have the black partnership that is envisioned for black women and the black collective and the hashtag black love. But I'm pro-black, and like I said, pro-black means pro-black woman, and being pro-black woman means being pro-black woman's joy. And being pro-black woman's joy means going where the love is. So in going where the love is, and having observed the ways that various men have treated me through my dating experiences as a current 29-year-old, the men who have treated me better have been white. The men who have given me more of what I want have been white. The men who don't hesitate to do what I want have been white. Even as a dominatrix, the men who I engage with, like, there's something interesting about the BDSM scene when it comes to race. And in my experience, right, I've been to a lot of kink events where the setup is that the women are the doms and the men are the subs. And it's not often that you see black men there, but there are black men there. But I kid you not, 9 times out of 10, the black men are rushing to go and kiss the white women's feet. They don't even look at the black women. Now, I'm not complaining. I'm not being like, oh, why don't the black men want to give me attention? Because I get attention from who I need to get attention from. But it's more just like the fascinating observations that arise when I'm in spaces like that. And it's very telling. I think that a lot of black men, like the ex-boyfriend who told me that when I had my natural hair out, I reminded him of his sister and he didn't want to sleep with me. A lot of black men kind of see black women as like their mums or their sisters. And they see white women or light skin / mixed race women or the ambiguous looking women as like more romantic pursuits. I'm in a place in my life where that doesn't bother me anymore because I'm not lugging around this whole black love thing. Like, I'm just like, look, black love is me being loved. Okay, I'm a black woman. So if I was to have a child with a white man or some sort of non-black man, and my child is in the world and I'm loving my child is most likely going to have some hue and melanin to their skin. So that's going to be a black child. Like, my love between me and my child is black love. Okay. I'm no longer committing myself to trying to uphold this political theory that works on paper. But the reality is a lot of black women who are in this hashtag black love are not happy. I'm not saying that we should just like abandon black men or not date black men. That's not what I'm saying. I don't want it to be conflated with that. I don't want it to be understood in that way. I mean, anybody who wants to misconstrue my sentiments is going to misconstrue them anyway. But all I can do is explain myself to the best of my ability. And in my explanation, where I'm going with this is that I want better for black women, and I want for black women to stop dating out of like socio-political theory and start dating out of what makes me feel happy, what's going to get me as close to the result I want as quickly as possible. Because you never know, babe, the love of your life might be white. Have you ever sat with that and pondered? You're here doing black love. You're here splitting bills with a man who is gaslighting you into scrubbing and building with him because black love, but the love of your life is a white man who will pay all of your bills, financially support you, be there for you, take out your hair extensions if you need him to, and be a present father for the kids you may or may not have with him. But you've bound yourself to this black guy who isn't doing much for you, doesn't make you feel the way you want to feel, but you've got hashtag black love, right? When you could widen your definition of black love, you can expand your definition of pro-blackness, and you can evolve what it means to be radical about black women's well-being. And in that, all I'm saying is go where the love is. I'm not saying that it's by force to date white men. If that's not your taste, it's not your taste. But even within dating black men, part of the pro-blackness is being pro you as a black woman. So make sure you're picking the best of the best. What is available to you, pick the best out of that. Because black men still benefit from black women expecting more from them. But the problem is that the resentment is turned towards us. Like, I'm sorry, but we're not going to ignore the ways that black men talk about black women. And whether that's in the music we listen to or the social media that we all have profiles on, or the general attitudes towards black women in society. Like, I'm sorry, but as a black woman, my radical praxis is always going to be about me experiencing the most joyful, easiest life. And I want that for black women. So if that means you'll find it with a black man, good. If it means you'll find it with a white man, also good. I'm just saying that it's dangerous to bind yourself to a theory because it sounds nice on paper and it kind of looks good for other people. But if you're not happy, you're not happy. And like I said, my version of pro-blackness is pro-black women's happiness, because the world goes nowhere without black women. black men exist because of black women. So if black women are not being treated well, then our society will be in disarray. And I just think that we need to, part of evolving our process of liberation is like learning to let people go who cannot come with you. So if you're trying to like save black men and you're trying to become a mother for black men, but you're calling it black love, that's something to possibly identify and maybe work on. Because for me, I have black love in my life. I have black brothers. I have black male friends. I have men in my life who I love.
What if in 2024, you got a little bit better every day? When you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, imagine what you could do in a full year. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real life situations. Plus, they're delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. And this is why Babbel works for me. As a pole dancing girly, as you might know, I enjoy going to Berlin to pole jam with my friends. And over there, German is a language that's spoken. And even though I studied German in secondary school, I've forgotten quite a bit of it, which I'm embarrassed to admit. However, when I use Babbel out there, it's super convenient for me because I can learn real life conversation skills. And it's easy for me to just pick up on the words I need to order food, ask for directions, speak to salespeople, without having to scroll on language apps or feel that embarrassment of freezing mid-moment when you forget a particular word. Something I particularly find really useful about Babbel is their speech recognition technology, which helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. So in the spirit of us glowing up our language skills this year, here's my gift to you. I present to you a special limited time deal. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. Only if you're listening to the Slumflower Hour, though. So you can access that at babbel.com/slumflower. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/slumflower. That's spelled babbel.com/slumflower. Rules and restrictions may apply. So maybe 2024 is your year of being a multilingual baddie. Well, Babbel's your friend for that, because Babbel is helping millions of people like yourself quickly and confidently have real-world conversations in a whole new language. I don't know about you, but I'm in the mood for brushing up on my skills, feeling confident, and trying out new things. I've actually got a fun fact to share about Babbel. Did you know that Babbel's personalised learning content, real-time feedback, tracking, and visualisations help keep you focused and motivated? That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Just think about that. All it takes is just 10 minutes a day for you to learn everything you need to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to culture. All accessible on Babbel.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But just because I am pro-black doesn't mean that if a white man comes into my life and is ready to pay off all my bills and wants to be a supportive, loving, energetic presence in my life, I'm not going to decline that because of radical pro-black love. Like, two things can be true at once. And I just think that a lot of women are missing out on the love they deserve because they're scared to be seen with a white man. A lot of black women are missing out on the love they deserve because they're scared to be seen with a white man. I just think that when I when I date white men, I feel like I have more freedom to express the more visual side of my blackness without this feeling of like, oh, is he going to be less attracted to me because my hair is natural? It's like, no. It's quite the opposite around here. So that's why when I see a black woman out in the street with a white man, it's not like I give her the nod, but I kind of look and I internally smile because I'm like, yes, there is a strong chance that she's being treated very well. There's a strong chance that she's found someone who understands her. Now, this is not to paint being with white men as this sort of like angelic haven. Like, listen, anti-blackness is global. You're going to experience anti-blackness from black people in the community, especially if you're darker skin. You're going to also experience anti-blackness from white people. Like, nowhere is safe for black women. But this is not about, oh yeah, with white men, everything is suddenly better. No, this is about finding the future you want for yourself and being honest with yourself about where you're likely to find it and what that's likely to look like. So I've come to accept that, yes, there's a possibility I'm probably going to have light-skinned kids in this life. I'm not against light-skinned people. I just personally, deep down, I would love to partner with a black man and have, you know, like my dark-skinned black children who are raised in a culture that is more concentrated. So like what I mean is, like, you know, I'm a Nigerian person, so it'll be nice to partner with a Nigerian person as well, so that my kids can be raised in a culture and a community where they completely know where they're from. Having said that, I am open to exploring love outside of my race. It's not impossible to teach kids about their culture if they have a parent from another country. It's more just about preparing for cultural differences and preparing for a world where that child will be met with a different set of preconceptions about them, and they will interact with the world differently based on how they appear or based on what their parents look like. But for me, I just know that when I have gone down the route of radical pro-black love and trying to be that person who gives black men more of a chance and makes excuses for them, it's not been in my favor. So I just want to say to black women, like, you know, try dating outside your race. Don't bind yourself to purely just black men, because you just never know. You just never know, babe. And also, I just think, if you are a black woman and you're young and you do want to date black men, because for me, I still date black men. But like I said, I don't date black men who are young. Mm-mm. I stay away from young black men. I date older black men, especially older Nigerian men, because they're the ones who have the money I have. They're the ones who have the money I want. So to make that clear, I avoid dating black men who are like young or like my age, because they don't usually have what I want. I prefer to date older black men. My preference is older Nigerian men, because they have the money that I enjoy spending. Usually those men have been married before, so they've been humbled by the reality of living with a woman long enough to feel her rough. And because of the massive age gap and me being significantly younger, I have way more leverage. So I can throw my weight around and get what I want, and it's easy. Whereas with dating young black men, as in like my age group, and that includes men who are up to 10 years older than me, I'm just not interested in that. Like, I think a lot of women, they pick men based on what's going to look good for other people. So I don't date men for looks. I find black men beautiful and attractive, but a black man can be attractive and tall and I'm still not going to date him if he doesn't have the money that I want. Because I don't date for looks. I date for lifestyle. I date for longevity. In terms of how likely is this man able to sustain the things that he enticed me with? You know, questions that you need to ask yourself. I don't date black men from a place of guilt or like, oh, I need to be loyal to the community. Because no, I need to be loyal to myself first. And I think a lot of black women lose out when they do the whole like black love thing, because they're not actually exploring the meaning of black love beyond just the visual aspect of it. Because what happens is a lot of black women do the black love thing, and those black women more times than not end up being the breadwinner, and they end up being the one who is doing more of the emotional labor, and they end up developing some resentment. But they can't complain because you got hashtag black love and the community needs more hashtag black love and black love, black love, black love. But my thing is, like, the thing we've missed out on in the conversation of black love is adoring and honoring black women. And that's why I enjoy being a dominatrix, because I don't have the issue of meeting black men out in the like vanilla streets and wondering like, oh, am I gonna be his type because my hair is natural? Like, oh, am I gonna be his type because, you know, I'm not mixed race. That's why I like look at the successful men in our society, right? Especially in the UK, black successful men in our society. I don't want to name any names because I don't want to like draw anyone out and I don't want to make it negative. What I'm trying to point at is the irony that a lot of black men who are public figures or celebrities or who are well known, a lot of them pander, whether it's through their music or their art, they like to pander to the idea of black love. But they're partnered with light-skinned women. Some of them are even partnered with white women. And there's nothing wrong with loving a light-skinned or mixed-race woman. There's nothing wrong with loving a white woman. It's just really ironic and awkward when your whole project or your whole presence is about black love and pro-blackness, but you're not loving a visibly dark-skinned, I'm talking darker skinned than me, you're not loving a visibly dark-skinned woman out loud. Where is your dark-skinned girlfriend? Why is your girlfriend's hair texture 3A and she's the colour of a paper bag? Again, there's nothing wrong with that. But where I'm going with this is there are some inconsistencies in our community when it comes to black love. So you see a lot of public figure black men who they make art and music about like pro-black women, shout out to black women, but your girlfriend is racially ambiguous, so your girlfriend's light skin. So how come I've never seen you with a dark-skinned black woman before? It's almost like, as a black man who has built his profile on being pro-black, your love and adoration for black women only exists in the theoretical realm, because it does generate the spending power of black women for black men to posture themselves through this conversation of black love, which is why I'm always saying to just keep your wits about you when it comes to this black love thing, because I just think that a lot of black men, they're not about it. But it's black women who are doing more of the martyring, and black women are the ones who are upholding black love more than black men uphold black love. Because like I said, I have no issue with black men loving mixed race, light skinned women. I have no issue with black men loving white women. It's okay for people to connect with each other and fall in love. My thing is, it just looks side eye when theoretically or musically you are pro-black love, but we don't see black women who are visibly dark-skinned being loved out loud enough by the men who claim to love us. So that's why I think more black women need to look beyond what men say and focus on what they do. And I think more black women need to divest from chaining ourselves to this like social theory of black love and just focus on black joy. Like, black women, find your joy, go where the love is. If the love of your life is white, then so be it. And don't let the black man who sit on the internet calling you, is it a traitor? I've seen some crazy things that they call black women who sleep with white men. What do they call it? White man's bed wench or something like that. That's crazy to me. That's fucking fucked up. But I think it's interesting to observe the resentment that black men tend to have towards black women who date outside of their race versus the resentment that black women have towards black men who date outside of their race. Now, the resentment is different because, like I just said earlier, the black men who be making all their art about like shea butter or pro-black women, shout out to black women, when you look at the girlfriends are light-skinned or white. But then the black women, I've noticed this, the black women in our society, a lot of them are the academics of the society, meaning they're the ones who like are the academic feminists, or the black women who they make their like lifestyle content. They have this sort of like Canary Wharf aesthetic going on. Or the black women who are into their alternative indie sort of rock punk. Them three groups of black women, they often tend to be partnered with white men. And I love that for them. But it's interesting to observe the resentment that black men have towards the black women who have chosen to let go of the martyrdom and just go where they're loved. Because you see this anger, but then when black men are given the opportunity to love black women in the way that I've seen certain white men love black women, they don't take the opportunity. They be talking about splitting bills and be his peace and build with a man. I'm not building with a man, just come built. There are so many black women who fall for that. They'd be like, yeah, but why don't you want to build with your man and then have something solid together? Yeah, but that's all cute. But there are men who have already built what your man has been trying to build for 10 years. You could just go there. The same love and vibes you're feeling with this one who's still building is the same love and vibes you can feel with the one that's already built. Like, men are not that different from each other. Yes, there may be some personal nuances and some unique things about everybody. But the reality is, the things you love about the guy who you're struggling and patching and building with, I'm sure you'll find the similar personality traits in another guy who has already built himself. Because, my dear, you don't have time. Black women, we don't have the time that black men have to be dragging us into their building and hustling. If you want to build something, I can introduce you to other men who could be great business partners, but I'm not here to build with a man. Like, just come build. How about just come built? So my contribution to black love and the betterment of black people is I want to encourage black men to work harder so that they can be of better use to the black women in their lives. Because the reality is, black women already, we come built with the framework that you need to come and drain us. We come built with the emotional intelligence. We come built with the maternal infrastructure to raise your kids. We come built with the sympathy you need for us to make excuses for you. What do you come built with? Because for me, when I have partnered with black men, I've gone for the ones who can do something for me. And that's when the black love feels real juicy and real satisfying. But when I've partnered in the past with men who are struggling, the black love wasn't really given. I didn't like it there. So I can only hope that my ideas will be understood from a place of nuance and seeing that this is not about hating black men. This is not about preferring white men over black men. this is about me preferring my happiness. And wherever that comes from, I'm going to go there. I'm not living in the theoretical realm that a lot of people live in, where they think that they can change the world by binding themselves to struggle, because somewhere along the line, the angel of martyrdom is going to descend from the heavens, tap them on the shoulder and be like, well done, you really, really martyred yourself. You really, really gave up your joy so that you can do the radical black love. Well done. There you go. You don't get no medal at the end of it. What you get is resentment. And I've seen it. This is why a lot of black women, as much as I've got a large audience of black women, a lot of black women don't take well to my work, because they're the ones who are doing the black love, struggle and mend thing. I've met many women who, like, they did the whole, like, make the first move and they're the breadwinner and they're in a stage in their life where they just want to have a baby. So they found a man and they kind of, like, bound themselves to him. And then here's me running around doing what the hell I want. And I get into conversations with them where I can tell they're trying to, like, change my mind. And they're like, oh, but, like, what about real love? Don't you want real love? Well, somebody's got to tell me what real love is, because if I feel loved, then it's real love. That's how it feels for me, babe. Like, I don't even be trying to go down the avenue of justifying my dating decisions to women who are struggling with men they could just leave and the next week they can meet someone else. Like, a lot of people are the architects of their own suffering. And I just think that there needs to be an evolution in the black community when it comes to the conversation of black love and what being loved as a black woman radically looks like. And if black men are capable of giving black women the love we deserve, are white men capable of giving black women the love we deserve? Who is the person that is capable of giving black women the love that they deserve? And whoever that person is the person that you should be prioritizing. You should not be prioritizing men based on just their race. I just think that's really, really goofy. And that's on you. If you miss out on the life you deserve because you was trying to do radical black love, when you forgot that, like, your joy is the most radical praxis out of all of this, like, your joy being the center of it all, that's the meat of all of this. If you forget yourself in that, that's on you. So I hope you enjoyed this thought stream. And as always, I would love to encourage you to join my Patreon if you would like to experience more of me in terms of exclusive episodes that don't go anywhere else. If you want to be part of the really buzzing group chat that's going on my Patreon, I try not to get involved too much because I like to leave the people them to it, but the group chat is fire. I also have a system in place where you can vote for certain episodes if you so wish. And I have a dilemma manual, which is a 65-page guide that gives you some insight and some ideas on whether you should keep or leave that guy. And how the 65-page dilemma manual has been curated is I have anonymized stories that have been sent to me, and I have written my own perspective on these situations, so that you can use my own personal insight along with what works for you to come to a decision. So there's that. I also have a workshop series going on where you can access more long form deep dives into certain topics along with the PDF assets that go with those workshops. I love it here. And I also think that, you know, even within the conversation of black love and black women being radical and pro-black. This is why I made the Patreon, so that I can have a space where there are things I can discuss without the general internet making it a personal problem for themselves. So if you'd like to be a part of that environment, patreon.com/theslumflower. But the final point I want to make about black love is, if you're a black woman and you're listening to this, then I want to just triple remind you that your joy matters in the center of all of this. And there is no black joy without black women's joy. There is no radical pro-blackness without black women radically being centered in the liberation movement. And if for you, your process of seeking radical joy involves you divesting from black love, you have my support. Because the ostracization that comes with choosing to go down a route where you prioritize your love and your joy and your well-being and your financial security can be a lonely journey, but it doesn't have to be that way. And you don't have to explain your choices to anyone. It matters to go where the love is. If the love comes in the form of a black man, brilliant. If the love comes in the form of a white man, brilliant. But what's important is that the love is there and that you feel loved and that you know that you have the final say of your life. And it matters deeply for you to feel valued and appreciated no matter what the partnership looks like. And you don't have to live your life through a theoretical framework that impresses people who just want to be these sort of, like, you know, them people that are just the academic martyrs who, like, everything about their life is just like more theory, theory, theory. And it's like, okay, well, theory is good, right? But the reality is real life is happening as we speak. What are you going to do to radically secure your joy? Because time is going. And you don't want to be the resentful, bitter auntie who is 65 and cutting her eyes at the young women who are living the life that she wished she dared to live. The end.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.